This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein speaks from the Holy Land as she visits the Western Wall in Jerusalem with her family.
Hello, my friends, from here in Jerusalem. Now we're going to the Western Wall. The Western Wall is the only wall of the temple that wasn't destroyed. And it's the wall that Jews around the world come and pray at. And it's the wall that was remaining of the temple. So we always go up to the wall and we kiss it and we pray at it, and it's the closest we could get to praying in the temple that stood over 2,000 years ago. And so there's just an amazing feeling now, especially on Passover. There are tens of thousands of people here just to come and pray at the Western Wall. And what's amazing, one of my favorite stories I've heard about the Western Wall is that why wasn't the Western Wall destroyed when the rest of the walls were destroyed? And the answer is because the Western Wall was the tithes that the poor people used to bring to the temple. Everyone had to bring different sacrifices and money to the temple in the olden days. And rich people would bring a lot of money, and the poor people would bring just a little bit. And so tradition holds that the Western Wall that God couldn't destroy was made of the tithes of the poor people, that it's so precious to them. So we're waiting in line now to go up to the Western Wall, and there are tens of thousands of people, so it takes a lot of time.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. While we're all staying close to home during this time of pandemic, the Fellowship offers you a variety of activities and educational materials for all ages. Check out the Fellowship's Passover Corner at ifcj.ca/Passover. That's ifcj.ca/Passover. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.